Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've obviously known his father for a long time, my first time meeting him. And to be quite honest with you, we didn't talk a whole lot about my relationship with his father. It was a normal pre-draft visit to spend time with a young man, to talk ball, to get to him as an individual, to get to see how he processes and sees the game and how he articulates his football experience. From that standpoint, it was a very normal visit and a productive one.
It already started when I wake up at 2 in the morning and I'm thinking about it all for the last week. So,
you know, it's a game to be played, it's competition. It is fun, certainly. I think about it as pro days, as you guys watch us move, who I interact with, where I go. Sometimes it's real, sometimes it's not. But that's a fun component of the competition. The same could be said about who we bring in on pre-draft visits.
Mike Tomlin likes playing the game. Mike Tomlin says you might bring in a guy for a pre-draft visit, and you're not really super interested in that guy.
He's low-key helping out guys, too. If you think about it, if they're not interested, but the Steelers are acting like they're interested, then their draft stock might somebody might get worried that the Steelers are going to take them, maybe trade up for them.
For sure.
You're upping a guy's stock, maybe, by even if you like him or not, by just showing him attention because people are worried that Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to take that guy.
Yeah. Let's say the Rams picking 26th and you want to take a certain player, but you saw the Steelers had him in for a pre-draft visit, and you're thinking, dang, if we want to take this guy, we might have to jump ahead of Pittsburgh. So the Steelers help themselves, and you're right. It might help a draft prospect go earlier than they were going to go. And the reason I bring all this up is we know how much it seemed like Mike Tomlin and the Steelers liked Malik Willis back in the 2002 NFL draft, and we all know they took Kenny Pickett. Are they doing that here? Oh, Shador, we love you, Shador. Maybe they've got their eyes on Jackson Dart. I said this last Friday. I don't know what to believe. I don't know if it's Shador. I don't know if it's Jackson Dart. But now other people seem to be catching on. Jerry Dulac tweeted, in 18 previous years, I don't think I ever heard Mike Tomlin talk about any draft prospect, much less detailed evaluation he offered today of Shador Sanders. Tomlin, though, freely admits he likes to create smoke screens and throw the draft experts off their scent, end quote. He could be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He could not be doing that. He could be doing it, talking about how much he loves Shador so that people think that they actually like Dart, but they really do like Shador. I don't know. We'll find out on Thursday if they do take a quarterback, which would they loved. And then this will be another data point so that next year and beyond, when we're breaking down Mike Tomlin's pre-draft press conference, we can maybe have a better idea of what they're doing. But I'm not ruling out, Doran, that they actually like Jackson Dart more. I tend to believe it's Shador, but I'm not ruling out that this is all a smokescreen and that Dart's their quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I think that they might like both. So like they might feel like they're in a good situation that whatever one is there, they're comfortable taking. I kind of believe that. I think that if one of them is there, it doesn't matter which one. I think they still might take them. I still think that there's a high probability that they will take a quarterback, but a quarterback of those two.
Yeah.
Not like a Milrow or anybody or a Reach.
Yeah, they might be good if the Saints take Shador at 9.
That they're like, fine.
We'll take Dart at 21. They might really be okay with both. But I just wanted to put that out there, that this could be Malik Willis, Kenny Pickett-esque. And we didn't even hear Tomlin talk about Willis this way. It was really more the Aaron Rodgers wink, wink, nod, nod. Remember when those two were flirting? Mike Tomlin, when Malik Willis at his pro day dropped a 70-yard bomb in the bucket on the rollout, Tomlin was seen, ooh, like all excited and such about that. And you don't generally go to the Liberty pro day.
Mm-hmm.
They were there for one reason and one reason only. Callis liked me going, oh! Is that what it was, Callis? Is that what got you?
Oh! Oh! It was longer.
I mean, Tomlin was orgasmic, mm-hmm. frankly, watching that ball sail 70 yards down the field. Right on the money. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We got a few texts this morning. You guys don't even know who they're going to draft. End the speculation. Talk about who they get on Friday. I mean, are you new here?
Like, what?
You turn on ESPN, it's draft. You flip on NFL Network, of course, it's draft. You want to go Fox Sports Radio, FS1, Colin Cowherd, it's draft. Their show with Pony's friend, the guy who came over from Chicago, they're talking draft. Stinks on the set there, he's talking draft. Maybe mix the NBA playoffs in there a little bit in the national scene, but it's all draft, draft, draft. This is fun. What? Do people not like this? I asked that question. I know the answer. You love it. The numbers reflect that.
Yes.
ESPN's talking about it because they know it rates. We're talking about it because we know it rates. I love this.
Love it.
It's just like the trade deadline. It's just like free agency. There's rumors. Some are credible. Some are not. Some are smoke screen. Some are not. We try to sift through all the nonsense and find what's believable and credible.
It's like it's a real game outside of fantasy football or fantasy sports that you could play with yourself, that you could see how close you actually get. Like, do your research. Play GM. You can play GM at home and see like how close you get of who, and especially the Steelers, are going to pick. It's fun. And there's a lot of speculation. And that's why I say this year's draft is more exciting than I felt in a long time, even the Kenny Pickett draft, because I really don't know where they're going to
go.
And they have so many needs.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.